With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Good news for farmers in Skagit County after the local community wrote Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke in support of growers worried about a local tribe gaining jurisdiction over land beyond the reservation. Save Family Farming's Gerald Barron says the Swinomish were seeking constitutional changes giving the tribe jurisdiction over areas they claimed interest, which appeared to include much of Skagit County.
We just received a letter from Secretary making it very clear that even though they approved the Constitution change, that it does not in any way mean the Swinomish can expand their reservation boundaries as they were attempting to do, nor does it mean they can expand their jurisdiction beyond what currently exists.
Barron says it's more about what's been said, not what's written.
The Swinomish have shown in the past 20 years that they have the intention of limiting, restricting, or even getting rid of agriculture in Skagit County, and they're doing it primarily through legal attacks and political attacks on the infrastructure, on the drainage and the farmland and that sort of thing. So we think this decision by the secretary to clarify what that jurisdiction language means will put a real limit on what they will be able to do with this constitution in terms of expanding their jurisdiction.
Barron says the reason Zinke's decision is so significant is for what it could mean on a broader spectrum across the country. Listen tomorrow for more on the decision and the local support for farming in the Skagit Valley. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.